Teachings of Lord Chaitanya, Chapter 20, The Goal of Vedanta Study, Part 1. Why were the small particles of spirit created at all? It is concluded that Lord Krishna or Vishnu is not of this material world. Krishna belongs to the spiritual world. And one who considers Krishna to be a material demigod is a great offender and blasphemer. Lord Vishnu is not subject to perception by material senses, nor can Vishnu be realized by mental speculation. There is no difference between the body and the soul of the Supreme Lord Vishnu, although in the material world there is always a difference between the body and the soul. Things material are enjoyed by the living entities because the living entities are superior, whereas material nature is of the inferior quality. Thus, the superior quality, the living entities, can enjoy the inferior quality, matter. But because Lord Vishnu is in no way touched by matter, Vishnu is not subject to enjoy material nature the way the living entities do. The living entities cannot attain knowledge of Vishnu by enjoying their habits of mental speculation. And the infinitesimal living entities are not the enjoyers of Vishnu. Rather, they are enjoyed by Vishnu. Only the greatest offender thinks that Vishnu can be enjoyed. The greatest blasphemy is to consider Lord Vishnu and the living entity on the same level. The Supreme Absolute Truth, the Personality of Godhead, is compared to a blazing fire, and the innumerable living entities are compared to sparks emanating from that fire. Yathadner Vishvulinga Vyucharanti. Although both the Supreme Lord and the living entities are qualitatively fire, there is yet a distinction. Lord Vishnu, the Supreme, is infinite, whereas the living entities, who are but sparks, are infinitesimal. The infinitesimal living entities are emanations from the original infinite spirit. In their constitutional position as infinitesimal spirits, there is no trace of matter. For the living entities are not as great as Narayana, Vishnu, who is beyond this material creation. Why, even Shankara Acharya accepts Narayana to be beyond the material creation. Narayana paro vyaktat. Since neither Vishnu nor the living entity are of the material creation, someone may inquire, so why were the small particles of spirit ever created at all? The answer is that the Supreme Absolute Truth is complete in His perfection when He is both infinite and infinitesimal. If the Supreme Absolute Truth is simply infinite and is not infinitesimal, then God is not perfect. The infinite portion is the Vishnu Tattva, or the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and the infinitesimal portion is the living entity. And due to the infinite desires of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, there is existence in the spiritual world. And due to the infinitesimal desires of the living entity, there is existence in the material world. And when the infinitesimal living entities are engaged in their infinitesimal desires for material enjoyment, they are called Jiva Shakti. But when they are dovetailed with the infinite, they are called liberated souls. And therefore, there is no need to ask why God created the infinitesimal portions, for they are simply the complementary side of the Supreme. It is doubtlessly essential for the infinite to have infinitesimal portions which are inseparable parts and parcels of the Supreme Soul. And because the living entities are infinitesimal parts and parcels of the Supreme, there is a reciprocation of feelings between the infinite and the infinitesimal. Had there been no infinitesimal living entities, then the Supreme Lord would have been inactive and there would not be variegatedness in spiritual life. Just as there is no meaning to a king if there are no subjects, similarly there is no meaning to the Supreme God if there are no infinitesimal living entities. How can there be meaning to the word Lord if there is no one to overlord? And so the conclusion is that the living entities are considered to be expansions of the energy of the Supreme Lord, and the Supreme Lord, the personality of Godhead, Krishna, is the energetic. Thus ends teachings of Lord Chaitanya, chapter 20, the goal of Vedanta study, part 1. Why were the small particles of spirit ever created at all? Recorded August 23rd, 2021 by Nirantara Dasa. All glories to the author, the ISKCON founder Acharya, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada. Om Tat Sat. Before the sunrise, devotees appear to worship the Lord. His glories they hear. Once you're reborn, you've got nothing to fear, 'cause you will never die. You will never die. They live to fulfill their master's desire to save humankind from life's blazing fire by giving a taste of a world that is higher, where they will never die. They will never lost fallen souls, blind to our ultimate goal. Life slipping through our hands, still we don't understand that if we spoil this human life, we'll come back once again. Our death is not the end. We will never die. We will never die.